With the start of Oregon's legislative session this week, one of the biggest issues is a cap-and-trade bill that would set limits on climate-warming greenhouse gases in the state. As JPR's Eric Newman reports, it's attracting protesters from rural Oregon.
The proposed bill is modeled after cap-and-trade legislation from last year that led to Republican senators walking out of the Capitol in protest. The new bill's aim is to reduce human-caused greenhouse gas emissions by capping sectors like transportation and manufacturing. The 2020 bill makes broader exceptions for rural parts of Oregon than last year's. Still, one critic is Jack Armstrong from Jackson County. He's concerned about increased fuel costs affecting rural residents, like when he runs water tankers to fight forest fires each year. But he also says there's a bigger frustration in rural Oregon.
I think the overall bottom line, to be truthful with you, it's the encroachment of government into anything agriculture. It's encroachment of the urban into the rural.
Armstrong and others in the group Timber Unity are holding a rally to protest the proposed legislation on Thursday. Public hearings on the cap and trade bill are planned for several days this week. Eric Newman, JPR News.